Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John, how you doing there, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. It's like a weekly get-together we have.
How sick of me are you exactly?
Oh, stop it, man. I really enjoy it.
I've talked to you more than I've talked to my family over the last few weeks.
I appreciate that. We've had great conversations.
The thing about this is, each time that we've talked, the genre of movie that you've been in has been so completely different. You have to talk to me a little bit about how you're picking your roles, how you're, you know, the selections that you're making, because the, you know, you're just, you know, the meter's been all over the place.
Oh, thanks, man. I try not to put limits on myself. I also try not to chase anything. Like, I don't have a bucket list of things saying I would like to be in a tentpole action movie, or I want to be a superhero, or I want to do a comedy. I just read a lot. And as a storyteller, stories that I can understand, especially going back to WWE, stories that I can understand, relate to, and find gravity in is where I feel that I can, my skill set offers its best. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know it when I read it. And when I read it, I'll know on the page that, like, okay, yeah, I think with good coaching and a good environment, you know, I'll be able to give this my best, and hopefully it'll work out. But I just, that's kind of my choice process. It's not, I don't have a book, oh, time to do a comedy or time to do some animation or this or that. I just kind of know it when I read it.
Yeah. Do you have a personal preference? Is one more exciting than another, more engaging?
No, I actually find the excitement in some of the challenge, like, being a bad guy in Fast was challenging. And then being this empathetic, overly large dude in Vacation Friends was also challenging in its own way. Certainly Peacemaker had its challenges, but it's all fun. And I think that also adds to the excitement of going to work every day.
Did you ever imagine that this would be the route in which your life would go?
Never in a million years.
Yeah.
Never. There's no way in any sort of conversation I can be like, yeah, at some point in my life, I thought any of this would happen. Not in a million years. I never, ever thought any of this would happen. I it's so surreal, all of it.
Do you think that's sort of because of what you were really just talking about is, you know, finding things that you like to do as they're happening and taking that path? So, you know, it's not like saying, I'm going to be a comedy actor someday.
No, I just think life provides us with opportunity all the time. And I think a lot of us wait for the perfect time. Sometimes we don't see the opportunity that's in front of us. And I guess I've just been bold enough to try to take some big swings. And I've also failed a lot, which is, I think in being honest with myself and telling myself I have failed and what have I learned, I think that helps as well. But also knowing that life isn't perfect and like, it's not, okay, I could be better or worse or whatever, but don't wait for the perfect time. The time is here. Let's go do something. And just not having any false pretenses about it. Like Peacemaker, for example, the role was supposed to go to a bunch of other people before it got to me, and everybody said no. And I said, yes. I don't feel bad that I was down on the depth chart. I feel great that I got the opportunity.
Right.
And that's that. And it's just, you know, you go forward one at a time.
I was talking with the director, Clay, a few minutes ago, and, you know, he's singing your praises of what an incredibly versatile person you are, not just with your acting, but just with the different things that you find interesting. For example, today I learned from Clay that you play the piano. I would have never known that about you. Are you pretty good piano player?
I got a long way to go. It's very much like my presence on screen. I don't have that 10,000 hours, as I would say, on WWE, where I feel proficient there and at home there. I still have a long way to go and a lot to learn, but it's something that I enjoy. And what a practice filled with failure. I play and I play like garbage a lot of times. So a lot of times I fail, but I continue to try to learn. I continue to try to play, and it's still exciting to me, even though I'm not great. I'm getting better every day, but I can't just sit down and jam. So I really think that that's fun. It's a fun process. And that's what a daily activity loaded with failure to remind me that I got a long way to go no matter what I've done.
Yeah. What's your best song right now?
I like some classical stuff. Because I have a lot of trouble keeping rhythm, and classical, you can stretch it out and lean on it a little bit. Moonlight Sonata and Clair de Lune are two of my favorites.
Wow. That's very cool. All right. Well, the next time that we talk, which should be
probably will be in 5 minutes,
2 days. I got to get you in front of a piano one of these days when we talk. John, it's great to see you. Good. Thank you for all the great chats. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's annoying talking to all of us all the time, but
it's really not, man. I think if you look at it as an annoyance, it is that. I truly enjoy our time together. And honestly, like, so usually press junkets are so split apart, but because of the pandemic, all these films have been jammed together.
Right.
And I've got to talk to you, who sees entertainment all the time, and you've given me valuable information on the arc of my life and where I can improve and what I can learn on, and people's opinions. And it's trust me, it's just as cool for me. I truly enjoy it.
I can't wait to talk to him again so I can and get a piano in front of him so I can hear him play Clair de Lune. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cena, Clair de Lune. You'll hear it exclusively here on WGN. Thank you, John Cena. The new movie is called Vacation Friends.